This week's film is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's latest love letter to Hollywood and some of his favorite film influences, including violent TV serials, Bruce Lee, and spaghetti westerns. Set in Los Angeles right before the Charles Manson family murders in 1969, the film stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Rick Dalton, a fading television star who hangs out with his stunt double, Cliff Booth, played by Brad Pitt. Rick is battling a midlife crisis when Sharon Tate, played by Margot Robbie, moves in next door with Roman Polanski and her own groupies. As they pass one another on the street, the two entourages are kept apart as the characters flirt with exposing the Manson family until the film's characteristic climax from Tarantino goes off not with a bang, but a flame. Tarantino mines several plot lines to achieve his typical tribute to all things in the Tarantino film universe, and his regular fans won't be disappointed, as confirmed by a 7-minute standing ovation the film received at Cannes. DiCaprio and Pitt are outstanding as work buddies who migrate to a full-on codependent bromance, buoyed by the absurdities of the life in Hollywood in the 60s. Margot Robbie gives audiences a fitting flashback of Sharon Tate's lovely persona and potential stardom. An outstanding supporting cast exceeds any traditional concept of ensemble and features some of Tarantino's best collaborators, including Bruce Dern, Michael Madsen, Kurt Russell, and Zoe Bell. So, on my ski trail rating system, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood earns my intermediate blue ski trail rating. Again, without the benefit of Tarantino's longtime editor, Sally Menke, who tragically passed away in 2010, this film is way too long, victimized by uneven narration, notwithstanding its tribute value, and even Tarantino's usually edgy writing is uneven. The best two scenes, which feature DiCaprio acting as Rick Dalton, acting as another character, and the following scene in Rick's trailer, were actually ad-libbed by DiCaprio, not written by Tarantino. However, the fantastic cast delivers on cue, and the story's originality rescues Tarantino's otherwise lackluster personal collage. In the end, and this is hard to say for a Tarantino film, the film was more interesting as a pseudo-industry retrospective than it was fun. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is rated R for language, strong graphic violence, drug use, sexual references, and gratuitous use of a flamethrower. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.